My name is Taylor McClure, and thank you all for your loyal ear and for continuously tuning in to CIDI's daily news show, Township's Daily News Bits. On today's episode, I chat with Marta Goubert-Gomez, who is the senior outreach worker for Action Communautaire Lac Brome, all about the organization's launch of its new program in partnership with the Société Alzheimer's Bromesesqua et Oyemaska, known as the Coffee Break Program. The Coffee Break Program is geared towards caregivers of individuals living with a cognitive impairment, particularly the English-speaking community. And Action Communautaire Lac Brome is looking for more participants to ensure that these programs are here to stay and that they are accessible to the English-speaking community of Brome Lake and its surrounding areas. We hope you enjoy our conversation. Marta, before we get into our interview, I wanted to start off by thanking you so much for making yourself available to chat with CIDI all about Action Communautaire Lac Brome's Coffee Break program, a new program that was recently launched. I really appreciate your time.
Well, you're very welcome. It's actually the Coffee Break from the Alzheimer's Society that we started up in Knowlton with an emphasis of services for Anglophones. So we're very lucky to have an Anglophone animator. Her name is Carolyn Hadlock. For us, it really is a priority to work with the Anglophone community because there is a coffee break in Cowansville that's more Francophone. That's why we, along with the Alzheimer's Society, developed this program in English, or at least mostly English. It really is bilingual. Carolyn can communicate perfectly in both languages, but it's for the Anglophone community.
And I was wondering, you know, for those who might not know about your collaboration with the Société Alzheimer's Bromesesqua Oyemaska, I was wondering if you could please start off by maybe informing our listeners as to how this all came together. I had the chance to speak with the Alzheimer's Society a little while back. I actually had the chance to speak with Caroline, and they mentioned that they were working with organizations such as yours to make services available in Brome Lake and its surrounding areas. So I didn't know if you wanted to start off by speaking about your collaboration with them to maybe get this program started. From my understanding, last time we spoke, you mentioned how it emerged out of another activity that you did with the Alzheimer's Society.
Yes, well, the Alzheimer's Society, we're part of the same advisory committee, and we had a few meetings, and we started off with a program called Together for Fun, which is a program with the person with the Alzheimer's and their caregiver, not necessarily their life partner, but it can be the caregiver, and they do activities to get along better and to have more patience and to know how to deal with different situations as they arise. And we then from there said, well, because that program really is for people at the beginning of the illness, we thought, well, why don't we offer something for people that are already in the illness and need resources and would like more information? This is how the Coffee Break came along. Oh. And the Coffee Break is like an informal setting that's fully confidential. There's only the main person from the Alzheimer's Society and the people that are participating, unless, of course, they want someone to come in like myself and talk about the different services that I can help them with. Yes, we provide with a safe space with an animator from the Alzheimer's Society, an intervenant. Basically, she directs them and she advises them and she counsels them to get the best possible services for the situation they're living.
Okay, so it's just to get a better understanding of the situation and as to how those individuals can be supported throughout their process.
Yes, and there's the exchange with other people that might be at different levels of need. So you have that. So it creates like a supportive environment. It's a free program, so people they get a coffee, they sit in a friendly environment, people that understand what they're going through. So there's a lot of group support and professional support in this activity.
Okay. And from my understanding, Axio Communautarlac Brome and the Alzheimer's Society are looking for participants to ensure that the coffee break program is here to stay in our community. So I wasn't sure if you wanted to highlight that a little bit more.
I do, of course, because we worked hard, myself and the Alzheimer's Society, to provide what we feel is a need to for the Anglophone community. So for these programs to continue, of course, it's important that the Anglophone community participate in whatever we have going on that is for them. Now, the programs, of course, as people participate and we see the need, and they talk to counselors and to the people from the Alzheimer's Society for their different needs, then the programs can expand to accommodate the different needs, because we establish programs that we think, oh, these would be good for them. But on the other hand, as people discuss in groups, needs pop up and we can then elaborate and expand on them.
Yeah, so in order to get a better understanding as to what the needs are in our region and how to address them, you need people to come in to make you aware as to what those needs really are. And these,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. It's very important because we really hope to expand the programs to offer them if there's a need, but we have to know if there's a need. And it's by participating that the needs get known.
Yes, exactly. And this might seem like such a simple question, but why is it important that everyone has access to these types of services or programs? I know that before, the Alzheimer's Society programs were more oriented towards the French-speaking community, but they're trying to change that. So I didn't know if you wanted to highlight why it's important for everyone to have access to programs such as the Coffee Break program.
Well, of course, it's important for everybody, whatever language you speak, to be able to have services that can answer your need in your language. Just the basic communication is important. Alzheimer's Society, now they realize that they got special grants to start the first program, Together for Fun, in English. And from that, well, we do a coffee break. And then from that, what will come next, it's only a question of participating that will be able to determine what programs come next. And the Alzheimer's Society recognizes the need to serve the Anglophone community better and to be more available. And they've taken the steps to hire a perfectly bilingual counselor. And in town of Rome Lake, we've opened up a lot of areas, the community center, for them to be able to run their activities. The Café Rencontre, or the coffee break, really is it's for the caretaker to find out information, to exchange, to discuss in a larger group. And it's that program that really is, I would like to see more participants in. Because the first program is fine. We're running it. We don't need more participants. If people are interested, they can call the Alzheimer's Society, or they can call me at 450-204-9423. And I will refer them to the Alzheimer's Society for the Together for Fun. The coffee break is the new program we started. I really wanted to focus on, because that's the one that, if we don't have enough participants, will not be offered. And it's every 2 weeks. And the thing is in my mind, it's kind of a bit of a stepping stone towards other more expanded programs. So it shows the Alzheimer's Society that, yes, English programs are important, and English programs for people with cognitive issues are important, and it's a step.
Now, Marta, I know that you're the senior outreach worker for the Action Communautaire Lac Brome. So I just wanted to know what your hopes are moving forward. You were mentioning how you hope it expands into other programs. But I was just wondering what your hopes are moving forward now that these programs are starting to be offered here in our community through your partnership with the Alzheimer's Society.
Really, my present hope is that the Café Rencontre really takes off well. so that we show that we need those services. So that's my hope at this point. There's no discrimination, and we work hard to provide these programs for the in English in an area where we feel they're needed. So if people don't come on board, then the activities or the programs will not continue and will not expand. So it's important that the Anglophone community supports them and participates. Now, I know there's challenges with people when you have a loved one who has Alzheimer's. Can I leave them alone? I can't leave them alone. Can I find someone to stay with them for a couple of hours? So often you will have people that would like to participate but are in situations that they can't. But by calling me, I can refer them to the Alzheimer's Society and they can make that known that I can't go because I don't have support or a caretaker for my loved one when I'm away. By showing support, by calling me and eventually interacting and exchanging with the Alzheimer's Society sees that, yes, okay, there's need for something similar, but do we need to add a way to for them to be able to come and have their loved one looked after, you see? So it starts small and hopefully expands, but people have to participate and people have to say, you know, I really would love to come, but I can't because of this.
So you really just want to preserve that relationship with the Alzheimer's Society for our community here so that these services are continuously available.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now, as the senior outreach worker in Lac Brome, I'm sure that it didn't take you very long to pick up on this need in our community. I'm sure you had people speak to you about this and how they were looking for programs like the Coffee Break program. I'm sure you've experienced that in your role.
As an outreach worker, right, this is a new position in town of Brome Lake. Mm-hmm. So my role is to seek out the most vulnerable populations that we have. And so we see a whole other face of vulnerable seniors, which is what my job really is to find the most vulnerable seniors and direct them towards services. So there's a whole other level of seniors that we are now in touch with that weren't using the services that will hopefully begin using the services.
Yes, definitely. Well, thank you so much, Marta, for providing all that information about the Coffee Break program. I wasn't sure if there was anything else you wanted to mention that I may have missed in my questions, but please feel free to bring it up if there's anything else that you think would be important for the community to be aware of.
Well, important one thing that's also important is participating in these programs does not require a formal diagnosis. So if it's memory loss that's starting to affect your life, sometimes people are hesitant about going to the doctor and declaring and saying they have a problem with their memory that is becoming invasive and they can see, you know, it's not an easy step to take. So your loved one does not need a formal diagnosis to participate in any of these programs.
Wow. Okay. So that's something that is really important to mention because some people might think it's not available to them if they're not diagnosed by a doctor.
Exactly. So if your loved one is having memory troubles and it's affecting your quality of life, it's certainly in your interest to come and participate so that you can find out about these different issues and problems and more services that would be available to help you.
Great. Well, thank you so much again, Marta, for providing all that information. I'm really happy that to be able to get this out to people. So thanks a lot for taking my call.
Yes, well, you're welcome. And if there are new programs, I will let you know and we will talk again.
Yes, that sounds great. Please keep in touch if there's ever anything. Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.